Today in Mumbai, India, there were candlelight vigils, a blood drive, and a military show of force to mark the anniversary of last year's terrorist attacks. More than 160 people were killed when 10 gunmen launched coordinated assaults around the city. The response by security forces was criticized as slow and anemic. Today, police paraded with new weapons and armored cars, and commandos rappelled down the side of a building to try to show a more muscular preparedness. 1 year ago, on this day, Mumbai's popular Leopold Cafe was hit with gunfire and a grenade blast. 6 customers and 2 waiters were killed. But the cafe reopened just days after the attack. The owners told us then that the cafe was packed, and customers said, "Life has to go on." Farzad Jahani is one of the owners. He joins me from the Leopold Cafe. Welcome to the program, Mr. Jahani.
Thank you.
And how did the Leopold Cafe mark today's anniversary there?
At around 7:30, we were having a live band playing over here. We had a lot of, you know, guests that was there on 2611 that did come over. We had some celebrities that had come over. At around 9:40, we passed down candles to all our guests. We stood up, we lit the candles, and we put down on the pavement outside Leopold. Then again, everybody was once inside. We stood up and set our national anthem.
Interesting to me that the customers who were there on this night a year ago decided to come back to be there where this tragedy happened. Did they tell you why they came?
They wanted to be a part of Leopold. I have tourists coming from all over the world, and I thought at that time that I won't be seeing these tourists again at my place for what has happened. But I am surprised over the months that tourists has come back. There are so many people that are fans of Leopold that will keep coming over here.
Mr. Jahani, are there any new or different security precautions that you're taking at the Leopold Cafe?
Yes. We have armed guards now. We have metal detectors. We screen every bag that come into the place. We have CCTV kept all over the place. So, yes, security has increased drastically. And we have to do all this thing for the safety of our customers.
I understand that there were, for quite some time, still bullet holes in the restaurant, that you decided not to fix them. Is that still the case?
Yes, I have kept all those bullet holes. A lot of people from Mumbai, a lot of people from all over India, and a lot of tourists from all over the world. When they come over here, they ask us questions, how it happened, why it happened, why your place. They want to see where the firing was, where the bullet holes are. So the curiosity of people that are coming over here, they come with an expectation of seeing what happened that night. They want to be a part of watching what has happened to this place. And that's the reason why I have kept it.
So you're saying that the tourists expect and want to see the bullet holes. I would think, though, that for your staff and for you and your brother, the owners, that would be a horrible thing to be looking at every day.
It is a terrible thing, yes. But we decided that we will work every single day, tire ourselves, so that when we go home, we are not haunted with nightmares. We are not haunted with the thoughts of what's happened. We are so tired that we would want to just hit the bed and go to sleep. So that's exactly what we did, and we got over it. It's not completely out of our system. We have not forgotten that day, but it is there. It will be there. But we've got to go ahead in life. We've got to, you know, take life as it comes.
Farzad Jahani is one of the owners of the Leopold Cafe in Mumbai, India. Mr. Jahani, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure. My pleasure.